Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Authorities are currently investigating a deadly shooting that occurred Thursday morning at a rural property south of Mayville. Deputies were called to the 9700 block of Willits Road after reports of gunfire. When officers arrived, they found a man dead at the scene. Another man who was on the property was taken into custody without incident, according to investigators. Detectives say that they believe the two men knew each other and that early information suggests that the shooting was an isolated incident. Officials emphasize there is no ongoing threat to the public and additional details have not yet been released as the investigation continues. And another news for today. Owen Gage Schools are proud to announce their Students of the Month for February, reorganizing outstanding achievement, leadership, and involvement across grade levels. Among this month's honorees is senior Ethan Dexter, whose dedication to both academics and extracurricular activities has made him a standout member of the Bulldog community. Senior Ethan Dexter has demonstrated exceptional commitment to his school and community throughout his high school years. He has served as class secretary during both his junior and senior years, contributing consistently to class activities and student leadership efforts. Dexter has also been an active member of the Academic Games program, participating on the technology team for 2 years. His peers have recognized his character and school spirit by voting him Homecoming King and Snowball King during his senior year. As a junior, he represented his class as the homecoming representative as well. In athletics, Ethan joined the varsity football team during his senior year, bringing determination and teamwork to the field. Beyond Owen Gage, Ethan has also expanded his technical skills through the Huron Area Technical Center, where he is enrolled in the Power Technology program. His hands-on interests extend into his free time as well, where he enjoys fishing, hunting, welding, farming, and, quote, wrenching on stuff, reflecting a natural talent for mechanical and outdoor work. Ethan plans to continue developing his skills after graduation by attending trade school to pursue a career as a pipe welder, which is a field he is passionate about entering. Additional honorees for the month of February that are recognized as Students of the Month include Sid Nesselroth, Emma Heights, Gunnar Hasselick, Harmony Scott, Remington Wismer, and Chloe Barnes. And students that represent the values and spirit of Owen Gage Schools are these are students that represent the values and spirit of Owen Gage Schools, and the district congratulates each of them on their achievements. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Great Lakes Water Authority will be increasing water rates to its member communities that use their water services. The increase will be about 6.65%. The Great Lakes Water Authority water service extends into all or parts of the counties of Lapeer, St. Clair, Genesee, Oakland, Macomb, Wayne, Monroe, and Washtenaw counties. The reason the Great Lakes Water Authority gave for the increase was the need to keep up with infrastructure needs and maintenance, as well as low investment earning in the account and lower water volume use, which means less revenue. The Water Authority operates 5 water treatment facilities that draw water from Lake Huron and the Great Lakes tributary, as well as the Detroit River. And in other news for today, A man is now dead after crashing his vehicle into the Temple of Israel in West Bloomfield Township and exchanging gunfire with security during an active shooting incident on Thursday afternoon, according to multiple law enforcement sources. Authorities say the incident began at around 12:30 p.m. where the suspect drove a truck into the front entrance of the synagogue located at 5725 Walnut Lake Road. Police believe the crash was intentional and the vehicle caught fire shortly after impact, sending smoke into the building. According to investigators, the suspect exited the burning vehicle armed with a rifle and was confronted by on-site security personnel. A senior federal law enforcement source reports that the suspect exchanged gunfire with security before being shot and killed himself. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard confirmed that no children, staff, or congregants were injured in the incident. Preliminary information indicates the driver maneuvered around security bollards before ramming into the building, causing significant damage near the entrance. The fire was contained and emergency crews evacuated the area as a precaution. Michigan State Police urged the public to avoid the scene while the investigation is ongoing. The Temple of Israel, one of the largest Reform synagogues in the country, includes a preschool and serves a large regional congregation. All children were accounted for and safely removed from the building, according to officials. Investigators from local, county, and federal agencies are now working to determine the suspect's identity, motive, and whether the attack was connected to any broader threats. Officials say more information will be released as the investigation continues. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Thursday, March the 12th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.